naughty at school?
Was I naughty at school?
Yes.
To a point. I was incredibly naughty until I was 16, and then I switched schools, and I did very well academically. But I think it was a very important thing for me because it sort of taught me very early on that we are a story we tell. We're a story we tell the world, right? So you just get to decide who you want to be. It's good. I'd recommend it.
What was your favourite chaser when you went on Chase?
What was my favourite what?
Chaser when you went on...
When I went on the Chase?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been on the Chase more than I've seen it. I've been on it once. I know, maybe I've been on it twice. I think I went on it once with Anne Widdecombe and won a bunch of money for a donkey sanctuary. Which I think means she was going to keep the money for herself. What? She seems all right. I quite liked it though. I like Bradley a lot. He's a very nice man. He's a lot of fun.
Friendly, isn't he?
He is friendly. He's like the opposite of me. He's never called anyone a cunt. And there's loads of cunts about. What's wrong?
He likes football.
He likes football. Yeah. Yes. Are you here because I've been on the Chase? It's going to be a hell of a night for you. Very few quiz questions here. And a lot of jokes about enormous vaginas.
Can you give us a joke about Fareham, please?
A joke about Fareham? It's like trying to punch fog. It's suburbia, isn't it, right? You live in suburbia. Suburbia is the most underrated place in the world. It is. Suburbia is like what made our nation great. Do you want to know why? It's boring, but I could tell you. Okay, so people used to live on farms and they had a lot of kids because if you lived on a farm, kids were assets. And then we industrialized and people moved to the cities. And in the cities, children are liabilities. They don't do work, they just cost you money. So people had fewer and fewer children. So the places that industrialized slowly, relatively, that became suburban, like Fareham, were places where you could still work in the factories, you could still work in the city, but you could also have kids and a back garden. This is what made our culture possible. I told you it was boring.
The best getaway that you ever had during the awkward moment?
The best getaway?
Yeah.
I don't know. What, the best response to a thing?
No, when you have an awkward moment sometimes in your show.
When you have an awkward moment, what?
How you recover.
How I recover? I don't know how it's going to be after this. What's your best getaway? Yes, I like the jokes, but I want to know more about getting away. Did you buy a ticket to this? Is this an alibi for a crime that's currently taking place? Is this, I feel... What? I don't quite know what you mean. Go on. I also like your voice. I want to hear more. Go on.
When you had an awkward moment during some of your shows...
Yeah.
How you managed to, I don't know, to make it work... Just not to be awkward.
Wow. The irony is killing me. It's so perfect. I think this might be a genius heckle. What do you do when awkward show? It's just perfect. You're a fucking genius, man. What's your name, my friend?
Bobby.
What's your name?
Bobby.
Bobby. Yeah, sure. Sure.
What shall we call him?
Oh, God.
Bobby.
Where are you from, Bobby? Bulgaria. Well, classic Bulgarian name, of course. Bobby. It's great to have you. I've done gigs in Bulgaria. It was fucking great fun. Great fun. Great fun drinking culture. Oh, I went out afterwards. What's the local drink? What's it called again? Rakia. I did a bit on Rakia and I put it online. People went fucking nuts. Because they went, it's a delicacy. I went, it's fucking petrol. It's what it is. Oh, it's a delicacy, just means you'll get used to it.
I'm so depressed, I need to drink. I have to leave the country. My parents call me Bobby. It keeps causing awkward moments. I don't know how to get out of them.
By the way, I'm not trying to do the Bulgarian accent. This is my one-size-fits-all, anywhere to the east of France, grew from Despicable Me voice. Sorry, Bobby. What do you do for a living, Bobby?
In construction.
I'm in construction. He's in construction. Bobby.
Terrific. Go on, man.
What's your philosophy on happiness?
My philosophy on happiness, it's pretty simple. Happiness is your current situation minus expectations. That's it. Life is fucking wonderful, and sometimes people look at the hole when they should be looking at the donut. And if we need more on happiness, it's pretty joyful. What about you? You seem like a happy guy. You're smiling away. Yeah. Well, good on. What'd you do, man?
I'm in the Navy.
You're in the Navy. Fucking tremendous. Thank you for your service. What a great thing. What do you do in the Navy?
I work in the headquarters. I mobilize reserves.
You mobilize reserves? Christ. That must be a nightmare phone call to get. Oh, don't worry, love. I'll get this. Oh, fuck it. They need me back. Fucking hell. So, and is it, I imagine, a busy time right now, right?
It's getting busier.
Yeah, fucking hell. Well, we don't notice. It's one of those things. You don't notice it until it's gone. You don't notice it until they stop spending money on the Navy and the world fucking falls to bits. But, wow, amazing. So, are you a naval wife, then?
I kind of go into a war zone most days. But
you go into a war zone most days? You got kids, love? What do you mean? You're a head teacher.
Yeah.
What? Do you mean like, don't neglect the balls? Right. And you do that for the sailors, do you? Now, fellas, you're going to be on a submarine for 6 months. You're going to get lonely. Here's how you do it. Tremendous. Hi, Jim Bob. Can you hurry up and get your show done, as my new electric sofa arrived today and I want to get home and use it. Kind regards, a disgruntled, mild fan, Sean. Where? Sean, where are you, Sean?
Hello, Jim.
Electric sofa? The fuck are you talking about? What's an electric sofa? Is this for when we need to kill more than one guy at the same time? Like an electric chair, but like, they both did it. We want them to be comfortable when they die. This is humane. They can put their feet up. What does it do?
Press a button, reclines back, and you go to sleep.
Press a button.
It reclines back.
It reclines back, and you can go to sleep.
Yep.
Just go to bed. You lazy fucking cunt. Go to bed. The fuck are you doing?
I want a sofa I can sleep on.
You're not that old. Stop it. Good to have you here, man. Thanks for coming. Hi, Jimmy. You're in seafaring country. I'm a marine engineer. My job title is head of shafting. And spend most of my time dealing with dripping flanges and leaky lips. Have a great show. Shipwreck. Nothing I don't like about this. Where's the marine engineer? Why are you? Hi.
Hi, mate.
Hello. So, who do you work for?
A shipyard in Southampton.
A shipyard in Southampton? Thank God. All right. Jesus. It's fucking 10 minutes down the road. What the fuck are you people?
Oh, I don't like them. They're from over there.
Okay. Good luck with the leaky flanges. Have you got a problem with the leaky flange? Like when you sneeze. He could help. I think it only works when he puts it in, but it does work. Anyway, Swallow, a great mix. We've got you two at a 10. I need you at an 8. Stick a dick in it, yeah, baby? Stick a dick in it. But like Bob Morton was amazing. The thing about Vic and Bob as well, great double acts. I don't know if you've noticed this, but great double acts. One of them's autistic, one of them has ADHD.
You got both.
It's okay. That added no value. If you have something funny, say it, or a question, great. If you just have some kind of Peaky Blinders retarded haircut, fucking. We get it, you know where to find drugs, but no one's interested.
Where's the most dangerous place you've performed?
The most dangerous place I've performed? Whore. Liverpool? I know, like in the early days, it was like working man's clubs and things, like, or Glasgow on a Saturday night in a rough club was like fucking hell. It was amazing. But I loved that. I used to fucking like the combative thing. I like that thing of like messing around. Yeah, it's all right. I'm nowhere properly fucking dangerous. If there's a war zone, I don't go.
Hardest part of raising your kids?
Hardest part of raising my kids? I'd say it's probably hiring the staff. How many staff? I don't know. I'd have to ask my butler.
I'm half joking.
Hi, Jimmy. I finally got my disabled brother-in-law, Joe, out of the house to come here tonight. Can you give him a shout-out, please, to show him coming out isn't scary? Where's Joe? Where are you, Joe? Where's Joe?
Right here.
Right where? Where the turn up the lights. Let me see Joe. What's the matter with Joe? What, sorry?
Spina bifida and nerve damage.
Are you Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what? So spina bifida, I've got a cousin with that, yeah. That's no fucking joke. And nerve damage.
Yeah.
So are you in pain the whole time?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I would say I feel your pain, but I fucking don't. But I feel fucking terrible for you. I'm so glad you made the effort to come out this evening. I know that's a physical thing, but I imagine mentally that is fucking hard to deal with, man. Yeah. I really appreciate you. Genuinely, it means the world to me that you sent in that you came to the show.
Give him a refund.
Wait. Just the idea of giving you a refund, I think I can feel your pain. I really appreciate coming out. Now, do you work, Joe? Do you do anything? What do you do?
I do bits at home on the computer for KYC.
For KYC?
Yeah,
know your customer.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is KYC? Kind of stuff I buy on the dark web. I don't want people to know. I don't want them to know their customer. I'm very happy remaining anonymous, thank you. The fuck are you looking into? And who's the cousin? Brother-in-law. Who's the brother-in-law? Jesus Christ. Are you... Like, there's a ruddy complexion. I'm not a doctor, but are you having a heart attack now? You've got psoriasis, or you're a fucking massive gnome. Listen, I know you may be self-conscious about your psoriasis, sir, but in service of the laugh... Otherwise, people will think I'm fucking mental. Can you just stand up and turn around, just so people can... No, because you've got the beard. You look as if you should be holding a tiny fishing rod. It's like a little gnome got his wish to be a real boy. Oh, just for this guy, because he thinks I look like Nick Nack, but he's going to be fucking thrilled with you.
Look at this fucking legend.
Look at that. How long you had the psoriasis, mate?
Since
you were a kid. Have you tried all the diet stuff? Have you tried the diet stuff?
I'm in the process of doing that now.
Yeah, like yeast. It'll be yeast. That's the thing. Is that like a reaction to that? What's your heritage? You Irish? You often get it with the Irish. Do 23andMe, but there's a lot of stuff online. It's all diet related. So it's not creams. Don't bother with anything you put on the skin. It's about what you eat. Food is medicine. I mean, that's not me. That's fucking Socrates. Best of luck with that. And Joe, I really appreciate you being here, man. Thank you so much. Good luck.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.